And then for me, I think it was actually last night, the Lord took me into a vision, and I saw a throne, and the throne was beautifully jeweled, a really beautiful throne. And the presence of God came and sat on the throne, and the throne smashed. And I could hear the people talking as the Lord was moving towards the throne. Look at the beautiful throne that we've made. Isn't it amazing? Look at all the gems. Look at how beautiful it is. And the Lord came, and the presence of God came upon it, and it smashed. And I saw this happen multiple times. And each time, the people were boasting about the throne. They were boasting about what they've built, boasting about how beautiful it was, and how many gems it had. And each time, the presence of God would come and sit on the throne, and it would smash. And then there was a throne, and there was nothing on it. It was blank. There was no gems. In fact, there was nothing about the throne that you would have said it was attractive. And the presence of God came and sat on that. And the Lord basically said this, for it, I'm obviously parting it for the sake of the broadcast, but basically this, I won't allow my presence to come and rest on that which is more focused upon what it's built than focused upon the one for whom it's been built for. And that our primary and sole focus must be Jesus and Jesus alone in this next season. That God is, if you like, he's narrowing the road. The road has never been wide, but it's almost like the Lord is coming, and he is going, and particularly for prophets, he's going to deal with hearts, he's going to deal with priorities, he's going to deal with how we function and what we get up to. And last night, the Lord spoke to me and said to me, I will have a bride who is white and pure without any wrinkle. I said, yes, Lord, you will. I agree. And then he said, but how will I do that if my prophets are not living in purity, integrity, and holiness? He says, I must have a pure prophets. I must have prophets whose hearts are fully surrendered to me. And it's obviously not just prophets, but we must not be a mix. We must not be a mix of I'm seeking the Lord, but then there's also my stuff. But the Lord is, if you like, he's coming and saying, I want a pure prophetic voice that isn't married to ego, isn't married to political stuff or any other stuff, but is solely and only focused upon Jesus and upon the preparation of the bride. And I was actually reading the book of Esther last night, and those of you know the book of Esther, there's a fascinating section in there where Esther is being prepared to be brought to the king, and those that were given the responsibility of looking after Esther were eunuchs. And of course, eunuchs are eunuchs, so they had no vested interest in Esther, to put it bluntly. And the Lord said this to me, this is what I seek of my prophets. This is what I seek of my ministers, that their sole interest is in the preparation of the bride for the king. That we're not, what can I get from this? How can I be promoted from this? How can I be lifted up from this? But it's about how can I prepare a bride for the king? And it's selfless, and it's focused on him. And these are some of the things at different times that have come up in different ways over this time. And I think that for me, the overarching thing that's been very clear is the dynamic of the Lord saying, I want purity, I want integrity, I want humility, I want holiness. And it's very easy for us to fall into the trap. And we know this from what Jesus said, that many shall come to me on that day and say, did we not? And then they talk about all this stuff they did in his name. And our great danger is for us to judge our character or our relationship with God based on a gift that God has given us. And we know from history that it's possible to function from gift independently of presence. And in this time, the Lord is saying, you must not allow yourselves to be seduced by what I do. You must be fascinated and focused solely on who I am. He wants a selfless bride. He wants one who is in love with him alone. So we've literally yesterday afternoon, we finished the consultation here, and now tonight we go into the conference. So tonight is a open celebration meeting, then tomorrow Emma's speaking, and then later on in the day I'm speaking. So would really value your prayer, because obviously it's a strategic time, it's an important time. We want to make sure that we bring the word that the Lord wants us to bring,